May the 6th through the 12th, that is Nurses Week. And of course, we've got the best nurses in the country right here in our backyard. They come from Piedmont Medical Center. And we're always excited to meet these talented people. And this next lady is just super impressive. And she's so humble about it. It makes it easy to celebrate individuals such as Mary Stevenson. She is the Director of Medical Surgical Services for Piedmont Medical Center. And welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mary, tell us more about your job as a Medical Surgical Services Director. What does that look like?
So at Piedmont Medical Center, I'm the director over three different units, two med-surg, Women's Tower 3 and Women's Tower 4. So that comprises of patients who are having surgery. Also, patients who might be suffering from a cancer diagnosis will come to our units as well to receive chemotherapy. We see a lot of patients having total hips, total knees, and urology procedures as well.
And you walk, are you there on the front end, during, or on the back end, or the whole process?
So we're on the back end. Okay. So after you come out of surgery and you're admitted to the hospital and you're assigned a room, then that's when you see our faces.
So you're helping to heal.
Correct.
You're on that end of it. And dealing with family members who are also helping patient to heal, I'm assuming, as well.
We do, yes.
Yeah. And those family members try to act like nurses and doctors. And at that point, we need to leave it to the professionals. Oh, my goodness. The importance of celebrating nurses next week, the week of May the 6th through the 12th, is what? What would you like to see the community do during that week?
During that week, I would like to see the community just appreciate our nurses. You know, so much during COVID, we were recognized and had so many outpourings of affection from the community. So I would like to see that ramped back up and the community here really support our nurses here in the hospital.
And you yourself, again, mm-hmm. you've got such an impressive story. And the amount of time that we've known you, you do not seem like a person that goes around and brags on yourself. But this is an opportunity for you to do tell our audience a little bit about your impressive career, starting as a nurse and working your way up. So share with us that journey.
Yeah, so I started as a nurse in Charleston, West Virginia, back in 2005. I started doing travel nursing in 2007. I got to Piedmont, actually, as a travel nurse in 2009, and then I became a full-time employee in 2011. So after signing on to Piedmont in 2011, I was just kind of a charge nurse over a unit. I was able to advance to being the manager of the ortho spine unit. And through that development, Piedmont sent me to the South Carolina Hospital Association, has a leadership program. I went through that program, then became a director. And through being a manager and director, Piedmont has helped me with tuition reimbursement, getting my master's degree from Queens University. And then on Saturday, I'll graduate with my doctorate degree in healthcare administration.
This Saturday. May the 3rd.
Yes.
Congratulations, yeah, I mean, Mary.
But she's leaving out. I'm going to brag on her because I'm a mom and I have two kids. You had a baby and by C-section, and I've never done that. So that's a whole nother level. So tell our listeners what, I guess back in August of 2024, you went in to have a C-section. Was that your first child?
It was my second
child. Your second child. Mm-hmm. And then on August the 17th, so like the next day, you submitted
your final paper. I did, yes. So leading up to that week, my goal was to get the paper done, but that didn't happen. So I had Kobe on the 16th at around 8 a.m. that morning. And then on the 17th, I had till midnight to finish my last paper for my doctorate program.
Now, that is just, I would have said, I've got to drop out. That's not getting done. That's not going to get done this time. So,
Mary,
so impressive.
That is so cool. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I think that is the drive mm-hmm. that those in healthcare and in your role have, right? I mean, this, though, was for, you know, part of your education experience, but that same drive that you started out having as a nurse continues with you through your career to where you are now, that to us, we're like, we cannot do it. And we often say people are built different, and you clearly are built different to be able to do, welcome life into this world, and the next day submit your final paper for your doctorate.
But I think that goes with nurses, and I've had my fair share of dealing with nurses as a caregiver for a sick parent. But being a nurse is a calling, and that is something that is, you know, not just innate to everyone. And I truly believe that people like Mary and your team, mm-hmm. that is something that is a God-given calling. And so thank you for your service. And, you know, we do appreciate. And sometimes, you know, it's something that's taken for granted until, you know, you're thrown into those situations. And, you know, to have people like you waiting on the other end of the unknown sometimes is truly a blessing. So coming from that perspective, thank you for all that you do in your service.
Thank you.
Mary, what would you say to encourage young people to enter the medical field, maybe as a nurse starting out?
I would encourage them to never give up. Nursing school can be hard, but rewarding at the same time. We see patients coming to the hospital who are unable to walk, and then by the time they leave, we see them walking out the hospital. So that's so rewarding when you're on the other end of things. Just you have to have compassion. You know, nursing is more than just a job. You know, it is a calling, truly. You have to have that compassion and that empathy, because you never know on the other side when it's going to be your family member, and you want to give that excellent care that you would want your family member to receive as well.
They call it what, bedside manner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you can do the physical job description, but having that bedside manner separates those from the others.
It does.
I don't know a better way of saying it.
That's good.
But it really does, right? I mean, it's just part of that whole system of what you are being bombarded with as the patient. And then to Ashley's point earlier, you've got family members that also think that they're also doctors and nurses, and you've got the legit doctors and nurses telling you stuff. And so the fact that you can balance all of those relationships and still do your job of saving a life is pretty remarkable. Mary Stevenson is one of the talented folks from Piedmont Medical Center. She is the Director of Medical Surgical Services. We're here to celebrate National Nurses Week, which is May the 6th through the 12th. During your time at Piedmont, you started a program. Tell us more about this, what it's called, the Nurse External Program.
So it's the Nurse Extern 2 program. So myself and Jessica Pendergrass, who was the director of education, during COVID, we noticed that a lot of our students were coming into the hospital, but they were doing things like in the virtual setting because they couldn't go to certain departments in the hospital because it required you to wear an N95 mask and things like that. So we developed this program for senior nursing students, where you're actually employed by the hospital, you are paid by the hospital, you come in, we rotate you every 6 weeks to a different department. So say you'll come into the program, your first rotation might be the med-surg unit. Then after that, you'll go to ICU, the ED, women's services. So it's a way that you're getting to see different areas in the hospital in a different aspect than when you're potentially at the hospital for your clinicals. You know, it's also a way, we've had nurses that said, there's no way I want to be in the ED. And then they do that rotation through the Nurse Extern 2 program, and then they love the ED, and now they're working for us in the ED, and they've been there for 2 or 3 years. So sometimes, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So that program was a way for us, for the nursing students, to get more hands-on experience. When you come to the hospital, your role is that of a nurse tech, but you're getting to also follow the RN around and see the things that they're doing on a day-to-day basis.
Well, This is open to college students?
This is open to senior nursing students.
Okay.
So any senior nursing student can be interviewed for this position.
Okay. Well, Piedmont is hiring all the time. They let us know a lot of times about job fairs, and we always pass that along, but you can always just reach out to them or follow them on social media. Well, here is to a fantastic National Nurses Week, which is May the 6th through the 12th. Mary Stevenson is just one person over there at Piedmont Medical Center, one individual that represents the body of love, empathy, and skill and talent that's over there at Piedmont Medical Center. And we appreciate you coming here on this show, and really what you've accomplished in life is very impressive. And we're just in awe of you. And we say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.